Hey, my name is Dominic Giuliano. I'm going to talk to you about building my ultimate Linux server. A few months ago, I think it was the February or March edition of Linux Magazine, they came out with their ultimate Linux box using AMD Opteron 64-bit processors, 2 gigs of RAM, etc. And what they came out with was like a $5,000 system. I at the exact same time was working on my own system, and it was also an AMD Opteron processor, dual processor, 64-bit, 2 gigs of RAM, and decided to do a little price comparison of what my box cost to theirs. I ended up producing a box that was around $1,500-$1,600, and had pretty much the same capabilities as theirs. So I figured I would talk about it in a podcast and let you guys decide if it's something that you want to try building yourself. I wanted to start with some pretty top of the line things. So for example, I wanted it to be an Opteron. I wanted it to be 64-bit because I've only been able to work with 32-bit Linux up until now. And the kind of job I'm in, I actually work for a company called SAP. And I deal a lot with high-end Unix systems, which are normally 64-bit. And so I've gotten kind of used to the capabilities of those, and I wanted to see if I can get Linux to do the same thing. Plus, I needed a system that would be big enough and powerful enough for me to install multiple SAP installations on it when I'm at home, so I can practice and do some stuff for my SAP customers. So I started out with requiring Opteron processors. I started with an Opteron 242, which are the 1.6 gigahertz processors. I actually bought those off of eBay. Interestingly enough, I some of my components were new, some of them were used, and some of them, and I use eBay because eBay's got, if as long as you're looking and you have the right dealer, you can get some great deals. So I actually bought my processors off of eBay. They were used. They were Opteron 242s. Those are the 1.6 gigahertz processors. I bought brand new a Tianyan Thunder K8W dual processor motherboard. Really nice motherboard. I bought it from Monarch. The guys at Monarch were great. The only situation I had is it took them 3 tries to get this thing right. The first board I got had some pieces actually fall out when I pulled it out of the anti-static bag. I sent it back. They said they'd replace it. They then sent me the exact same board back, called them up, and they then shipped me a brand new board. And it worked beautifully, and it has worked beautifully for about 6 months now, 8 months now. I've had this system running. I also bought two AMD certified heat sinks with fans on them, and I bought some ceramic, it's called ceramic thermal grease, which was well worth it because my processors actually run around 28 to 29 degrees Celsius, which is super cool. And I literally mean super cool. I bought memory. I actually bought the PC2700 DDR RAM, and I started with 2 gigs, and then I ended up upgrading up to 4 gigs. So I got 4 gigs of RAM, and I started with a SATA. The nice thing about the tie-in, it's got an onboard SATA controller, and I actually, it's got a 4-port SATA controller built into it. And so I bought a single 80 gig SATA drive. I have since purchased one additional 250 gig SATA drive, and I think I have 150 gig SATA drive as well. So I got 3 of my ports full. I also bought off of eBay. It was new, but I bought off of eBay what's a Sony DRU710A internal DVD-ROM, and I bought it for 2 reasons. One, it basically can burn just about every CD standard out there, and we've got so many CD standards out there that they're so hard to keep track of. I said, screw it, let's just buy one that hopefully does everything. The other thing it does is it does dual layers. Now, right now, dual layers are way too expensive to do anything substantial on. Hopefully, the price will come down soon, and we can start using them. I bought an Aspire ATX case, because the tie-in board is a fairly large ATX board. It's actually called an EATX board because it's 12 by 13, I believe. The Aspire box I got, I think it's kind of like the, looks, it's called an X Navigator, and it's black on blue. It's got the blue lights on it. It's, what I liked about it most was that it's got two exhaust fans and three fans that suck in, which I really had a, not having any experience with AMD before, I had a really big concern that I was going to run super hot. The Intel machines that I've dealt with in the past always run super hot. This machine runs super cool, and I think part of it obviously is the fans. So that case I bought brand new. I bought the bought that from the guys at Newegg. I actually bought the hard drives and the case from Newegg, and absolutely had phenomenal service with them. The other thing, last thing I bought, which was brand new, but I bought off of eBay, which was an NVIDIA GeForce 5600 with 256 megs of RAM, AGP 8X card. I really wanted NVIDIA. I was planning on using SUSE Professional 64-bit edition, and it works beautifully. It's a great board. So anyway, I put all this together. My original machine that I put together, which was with only a single 80 gig drive and 2 gigs of RAM, netted out at $1,233. I added the 250 gig drive, I added the extra 2 gig of RAM, and I added the 125 gig hard drive, and that brought it up to just over $1,600. So overall, the machine itself cost me $1,600, not counting obviously my own labor, which would have added to the price if I had it done by somebody else. What I did then is I put it all together. I put it together basically over a weekend. It was relatively easy. I then installed. I used the onboard gigabit Ethernet card, which is phenomenal on this board. I had already downloaded the 64-bit version of SUSE NAN 3 Professional. I did an actual network install over across one of my other servers, and this thing, basically every component was recognized out of the box and needed minimal tweaking. And today I run basically everything off of this one server. I use it as my desktop computer. I do multimedia. I'm recording this podcast on it, and I also run SAP on it, meaning I run the SAP portal. I've run the SAP, what we call R3 or R3 Enterprise, which is an enterprise ERP suite. I've run the SAP web application server. I've run the Oracle RDBMS 9.2 on it. This thing is basically unbreakable. I absolutely love this machine, and that's why I want to tell other people about it so they can get a, maybe they can go and put one together for themselves. The one thing I am starting to look at, because obviously I'm always looking to improve, is I'm looking at hopefully next year going with one of the dual cores, trying to get a dual processor but with dual core AMDs, and building another computer as well. So anyway, I hope you found this enjoyable. I had a lot of fun talking about my machine, and take care, and good luck with your own, building your own AMD Opteron 64-bit Linux box. Take care. So long. Bye-bye.